spring here in Mahoosick Mills, and you know what that means. Spring cleaning, of course. I'm not saying I go hog wild like my mother and grandmother, taking apart each room of the house, but it's good to do a deep cleaning every now and then. In preparation for this ritual, I bought a new vacuum cleaner head. The old one had seen better days. Finally, the lever that switches it back and forth from carpet to floor broke and was permanently stuck on carpet. Hard to get a good suction going on a wood floor, I'll tell ya. It's sad how excited I was about getting my new vacuum cleaner head, but hey, I'm a Franco-American woman of a certain age, and I love a clean house. When I got the new head home, I couldn't wait to give it a test drive. I needed to do a little spiffing up of the place anyways, so I fired up my vacuum. Wow, what great suction! Scamp seemed a little concerned and hid in his crate, but I loved it. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I believe in investing in a good vacuum cleaner. I mean, with some of those cheap ones, you could suck more up with your nose than with the hose. If your husband is anything like Charlie, most likely he has a big honking lawnmower and snowblower, too, for that matter. Why? Because if you have good equipment, it does a better job in less time. A vacuum is something you use all year round, so I say invest in a good one. I've had mine for ages. Every once in a while, I bring it in for an overhaul, you know, tune it up. I take care of it, and it takes care of me. Most of the time. Now, as fond as I am of my vacuum, I have a love-hate relationship with vacuuming. I like how my house looks when it's done, but doing it can sometimes try my patience. That's because of something I call Ida's Law of Vacuuming. You've heard of Murphy's Law, right? Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Well, Ida's Law of Vacuuming is similar. Anything your vacuum cleaner can catch on, it will catch on. It's so irritating. You just need to reach a little further into that corner of the bedroom. A couple of inches is all, and you can't. Why? Your vacuum cleaner is caught on the edge of the door jamb or the rug or something. It's stuck and is stubbornly digging in its heels. Oh, like me on Saturday. I just wanted to do a quick spiff up of the house, right? Everything's going great until I get to the bedroom, the last room I have to do. The vac is still plugged into the bathroom outlet. I'm going fast, and okay, I forget to unplug and replug in the bedroom. The vacuum cleaner reaches the end of its cord, and I tug, thinking it's just caught on the door jamb. Nope, the cord, yanked from the outlet, comes whipping back into the vac. Bugger. I pull the cord back out, plug it into the bedroom outlet, and I step a little too hard, I have to admit, on the on-off switch. The vacuum comes to life with a scream of protest and promptly dies. My vacuum. Dead. Let's all take a moment to ponder the significance of this situation. A Franco-American woman of a certain age without a working vacuum, mon Dieu, and I was almost done. Needless to say, spring cleaning is on hold while my vacuum is in the hospital. I'm waiting on a phone call to see if my man Stan can resuscitate the poor thing. I'm hopeful. Me and my vacuum have been through a lot together. She wouldn't desert me, right? Because if that vacuum cleaner dies, well, wouldn't that just suck? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.